Hey, you there. Come on, take a break with us. So, what's in store for this break? Let's find out together here on It's Your Break.
Welcome to It's Your Break. Hi, I'm Jonathan Wirtz, and this is part 5 of our 6-part interview with the ladies at Hair Flair. And we get into some deep stories in this part. And it all starts next.
It's Your Break will return right after this.
Hey, it's Bubba, and I'm here with Mertz. Thank you for letting me take over for a second.
Not a problem, Bubba.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, Mertz, me and you have been sitting here for a minute, and our It's Your Break family has been growing. I said it once before, and thank you very much for doing this whole project and getting it started running, and I'm kind of making it look good.
Yeah, whatever.
McGripe, how did you get in here?
Yeah, I was sitting right across from you the entire time. We all have microphones.
He's got a point.
Yeah, I do. That's why I do my McGripe's Gripe of the Moment. Also on the It's Your Break podcast. It's a lot better than Bubba's.
I don't know about that.
Oh, hold on. If we're going to get into who has the best podcast, it's obviously me.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever, Mertz.
What do you mean, whatever? Without me, you two would not exist.
You do have a point.
Yeah, I think so. You got us this time.
Anyways, check us out online at itchyourbreak.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at itchyourbreak. And also subscribe to our podcast. Just search It's Your Break inside of iTunes, and you'll see all of our podcasts, whether it's Bubba's, McGripe's, or just the normal It's Your Break.
And now, back to It's Your Break.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Mertz, and we are continuing with part 5 of our 6-part series with the ladies at Hair Flair. Is there any stories that just overwhelm you sometimes with emotion, like in a happy sense? We'll start with there first. That when people come in and they tell you their story, and it's just one of those things that you can always bring up because it made such an impact on you.
As a woman, maybe as a male too, I don't know. But as a woman, I know for sure if something's going wrong in our life, if we've just got divorced, if, you know, something's happened, it's therapy to come and get your hair done. Like, mm-hmm. Okay, I can't change anything in my life, but I can change my hair today.
Right.
You know, like I can make this change today and make myself feel better about myself.
It's control.
It's so to see somebody that's going through a divorce that has been
feeling down
on themselves and been made to feel that way for years, come in and get highlights and get a cute cut, and for them to smile and like actually feel good about themselves, like, just means the world probably to all of us, because we've all
confidence.
Been there.
We love to give confidence, even in young girls. I see it a lot in younger girls too, that just they're quiet and reserved, and you give them a little something sassy and it comes out,
and you can tell. Like, they'll stand up and hug us and be like, oh my gosh, thank you so much for everything. Or some people cry.
It's the most rewarding job, really. Mm-hmm. It is.
Is there anything, like, depressing
cancer
about this job? Yeah, okay. Yeah.
It's our number, I was going to say.
Mm-hmm. I've had to go, like, shave a head at the hospital.
Yeah. Illnesses.
That's hard.
It's hard for
it's
us
hard
to
lose the clients.
Be positive in a time that's so hard on them. That's the hardest thing, I think, too. Mm-hmm. Be respectful in the fact that we still want them to know we care and that we're heartbroken, but we don't want them to be sad about what's happening either.
Right.
So they don't have to think about it when they're here.
But that was probably the biggest thing I was going to think of too, was cancer. But that's one of the most obvious things. Is there something that, you know, you've ever come through and you know, like, I know something's going on, but I can't help? Mm-hmm. You know, how do you all deal with those situations?
For me, and this is going to sound crazy, but I know she'll agree with me. It's when a small child comes in and they could potentially be autistic.
Right.
And maybe the parents haven't been told, but there's something about the feeling, and autistic children most of the time have some issues with touch.
The sensory
and the clippers and everything that goes into a haircut is way too much for them. So for me, I think that's really sad, because then it goes into, okay, it's not my place to tell them.
Right.
You know, and then usually within a few months we find out, oh yeah, they are autistic and they can't have their hair cut, or we have to go somewhere else, you know.
Right.
So that's really a sad situation for me.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever dealt with anybody through a domestic abuse and things that would come in and you know would have those issues?
Yeah, a lot. I have one client that is in a really bad situation, and like Amanda said, it's our job to make them feel happy while they're here and safe while they're here, and that's all we can do.
Right, because you can't pull them out of their situation always, but I understand that too. But, you know, people don't realize and don't see this side, and that's why
I'm trying to bring this up. This much support. Any woman going through anything can come in here and feel supported, if nothing else. I know. Even, you know, even in our own lives going through, I've been through divorce just in the last couple of years, and I think all of us have, you feel supported, like, you're not alone, so everybody's dealt with a little bit of everything.
Do y'all lend helping hands from time to time to people, or what do
you? We'll happily drive the getaway van. Absolutely. Yes,
we'll sing Earl's Gotta Die. I mean.
That's hilarious.
We got concrete.
I have a playlist for you.
Yes, a playlist for me.
I'd say something else that people don't realize that we do a lot of times is go to the funeral homes. And, you know, if we have a client that we've been doing for years and they pass away, you know, they usually have written down somewhere who they want their hair done, you know. And if, I mean, I have people that come in, you know, I have a lady that comes every week and I know that I'll have to go do hers. Brooke and I usually...
You get that
We're
call.
Funeral home
you
partners.
You get left in the will, and you're like, "I have." They want you to do their hair. Okay.
Wow. See, I didn't know that there was.
Well,
a thing.
They want to look. Their family wants them to look the most like them. So, and we usually style their hair the most like how they wear it. So,
and they usually have somebody on staff. Right. But I mean, they've come to us like the one she's talking about that I did. I did her hair every Tuesday and Friday, so twice a week. So going in somewhere where nobody's seen you. Versus me that did her hair twice a week, obviously you want me to do it because at that point I can do it with my eyes closed.
Wow.
And so many people are like, ew, you all have to do that? And I'm like, that's the highest compliment. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's, yes, they want me or us to come and do the last, you know, be the last time anybody sees them.
She said, I'll take it.
You get those. The never show ups and the, like, I'll reschedule 28 times.
Mm-hmm. And people don't realize that when we mark that time out.
We tell somebody else no.
Right. So we've marked that time out, and if you don't come, and in today's society, everybody's walking around with a phone in their hand. Just send that, hey, I'm going to be late. Hey, I can't come text.
Right.
And then that allows me to, you know, to take somebody in that spot. Do you need me?
Sure. Okay. Sugar, you okay over there?
That's hilarious. Behind the scenes.
Is she coming?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Let's transition back again, because I want to get some more happy stories, obscure stories, anything that you like relatable that you just think that this is this interesting story that you think other people might enjoy.
Well, I had that time somebody brought their court papers in for sleeping with a minor, but... I don't think we're going to go into that one.
I don't know that's relatable. I think that's probably that's an odd one.
I did have someone new come in drunk. Mm-hmm. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
She came. She fell through the door, actually.
She did.
Hair flare.
She's like, I've got an appointment with Tiffany. And I was like, drunk.
Yeah, she was drunk, wasted. I'm not sure she knew she was here, and had never met her. But
she didn't have to do a good job that day. She was going to like it regardless.
She kept yelling my name, like really yelling it.
Right,
Tiffany. Like she knew me, and I was like, "Hey, have a seat."
That's hilarious.
So midway through the haircut, she kept going on and on about how she wanted her hair to look just like Amanda's. She kept looking at Amanda and pointing to her, and she kept saying, and I cut Amanda's hair. That's what I told her. I said, well, good. I do Amanda's hair most of the time, so I can do that. Just have a seat. Well, she wouldn't sit down. Long story short, we're in the middle of the haircut, and she turns herself around, looks in the mirror, and starts screaming.
That's hilarious.
Like,
you're not cutting it right.
You've not cut it right.
And I'm over there in the next chair going like this, and my customer's going. I couldn't do anything but comb, and she was just watching.
Oh, and wow. I was like, just calm down. I'm not even done.
No, that's not how you did it at all. You were like, sit down. I'm not finished.
Well, because she ended up standing up, and right. I was trying to do my job, so I got a little irritated with her. And about 45 minutes in, I lost my cool, and I said, you need to sit down and let me finish my job. And she did.
And she loved it.
And she loved it. And she's never come back, and I'm so thankful.
That's awesome. That's-
Burke's still waiting to get paid for one.
Yes, I have a girl that at the other salon I was at, I got done with this beautiful head of highlights, and she goes, my boyfriend's got my money in the car. I'll be right back. I'm like, okay. She didn't find her boyfriend. she didn't come back. I donated that day. But that's happened one time.
Yeah.
One time in 20 years.
Yeah. Really?
One time.
I was kind of going to follow up on that because there was a couple times here and there that I said, I need to go home and grab my card or I need to go get a check. I'm out of checks. So, but again, we, like I said, we've had a relationship for many, many years.
I was gonna say, we totally know where to find you. Yeah,
right. You were Crystal's neighbor. When, I mean, she'll just come steal your wreath. Remember?
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I was going to steal that.
I don't know. It's just one of those things. It's just like, how much do you trust somebody?
Not
and,
a lot.
You know, and how, to be able to give you some leniency.
Oh, I do. I'm like, sure.
But you know what? Oh, do you remember the guy that came in? And all of you all were so upset with me because I gave him money. He said his wife
I'm still upset about it.
His wife was in labor, and he didn't have any way to get to the hospital. He needed some gas, and I don't remember.
He was a con artist.
There was a whole lot to his story, but I wanted him to see his baby born. So
she gave him $50
yeah.
of oh, wow. our money.
The salon donated to that.
Right.
Right.
We donate.
To the scam.
We do. Yeah, I thought it was real. I mean, he was on the phone with the people, the record
with the,
service.
Whoever he split the $50 with.
Right. And then, and I felt pretty confident when he left that they were all going to be wrong and I was going to be right. Until other businesses locally put out a thing on Facebook that said,
beware.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That wraps up part 5 of our 6-part series with the ladies at Hair Flare. Make sure you play part 6 next. This episode of It's Your Break was not a paid advertisement. Follow Jonathan Mertz on Twitter at Jonathan Mertz. That's JonathanMertz. Follow It's Your Break on Twitter at It's Your Break. Subscribe to the It's Your Break podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and the iHeartRadio app. This episode of It's Your Break was hosted, announced, engineered, edited, and produced by Jonathan Mertz. And it was recorded and produced at the Spark of Vision Studios. All sound effects and music were purchased through Sound Ideas, Pro Sound Effects, iStock, and Spark of Vision. It's Your Break is owned and distributed by Spark of Vision. Copyright It's Your Break. All rights reserved.